We are back. Last segment of the show. Before the last break, that was Bruce Mississippi Johnson with his new single, No Good. You can learn more about Bruce at BruceMississippiJohnson.com. That's BruceMississippiJohnson.com. On that last break, we had new music from Jarks with Roads to Success, Afro Jockers with Love You Anymore, and Nadia with Lost, or in the Den Pen called Joanne's Song. But Nadia with Lost. Of course, you can learn more about those three artists at khb-music.de. khb-music.de. All right, so it's that's our favorite part of the show. The show that makes us get up in the morning and pinch ourselves.
What a hyphen.
What?
What a hyphen.
What does that mean?
It means nothing. I was speaking euphemistically.
Were you?
Yes. Hyphen.
How about you speak English, Melania?
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I actually don't speak as many languages as she does.
Right. You have other qualities.
Thank you.
I don't know what they are. But
you didn't necessarily say they were good ones, so I have to agree with
not.
You.
I
no, I noticed
other
that.
Qualities. All right, let's play this. Tip, why don't you read the categories?
Okay, well, we have our perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. And then our second category is Fucking Mafias. And our third category is Mess Media.
Something strange. What was that? On your Facebook.
Mr. Davin, Fucking Mafias, Busters. And Mess Media.
Mess Media? I don't think you've ever done Mess Media.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with Mr. Davin.
Wow, you listened to last
time. I'm sorry,
huh?
What was the second? Fucking?
Fucking Mafias.
Fucking Mafias, I'm going to go with 7.
Okay.
And Mess Media is going to go with
scams.
Five.
Wow.
You're all up in it tonight.
Yeah, I'll say. Okay, well, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with 8 Mr. Davins.
I ain't afraid of no scams.
3 Fucking Mafias and 1 Mess Media. So then we'll see if Joe's girl comes in with hers. But we can start. You don't have to wait for that. I'll just write it down.
Thanks.
Oh, here we go.
5.
Guess we'll wait.
Mr. Davins, 3 Fucking Mafias, and no Mess Media. All right. In the boat. All right.
Don't we all?
Every Tuesday.
Seems to work. All right. Mr. Davin.
Up 1.
I never get any fucking money back. This is the truth.
It is.
These people, Melvin Santos, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Morris Maribe, Jennifer Green, Parker D. Green, James H. Miller, are all scammers.
Roll call.
Yes.
It is a shame because they did cheat on me a lot. And this is a male. All right, I guess this is from Mr. David Copper. This is one of the males from UK EFCC David Copper. All right, so David Copper sent this to Anne. So that's what this is. I am just coming from the bank after I've secured the case file with the money you sent. I handed the case file to the bank manager, and they told me that they have already given the bill funds form to the IC3 FBI for them to handle, and that you must pay the total sum of $1,200 for the transfer and all other duties.
Duty. He said duty.
So what you have to do right away is contact IC3 FBI and send the U.S. $1,200 to them immediately so that they can proceed to the bank, and the bank will make the wire transfer to your bank account tomorrow. I just like the fact that everybody's so helpful.
Well, I like the fact that the amounts are always so random.
Hmm. I hope you appreciated all my efforts that I put in fucking you. I mean, in assisting you.
I thought for a second they said that. Oh, they did that good.
I know when you receive your money, you'll be glad with me. Keep waiting, sweetheart. Contact the IC3 now and send them the U.S. $1,200 because the bank, Barclays Bank, has already handed the form for the IC3 to send to you. And they have investigated the funds. And after they receive the form and the fees of $1,200 for the transfer, they will take to the bank, and the bank will process your transfer tomorrow. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Piece of cake.
Sure. Money's coming. Regards, Mr. David Copper. And then this is from David Copper to her. Subject, funds to be transferred to your account. We received your email messages and also the payment details of $850. We thank you for your prompt response. We shall now proceed with the case file of Mr. Jimmy Jones. We have already gotten information where the funds he kept in your name are. Mr. Jimmy Jones was from 2 different nationalities, and that is why he has shifted the funds to his mother's side, which is France.
Is this the
what? What? He was of 2 different nationalities.
Yes, and this is why I shift the money funds to France.
Oh, okay.
Is this the first correspondence between? Is this the first time she sent the money to them?
I don't know.
Because it sounds like it.
I can't keep track. Hmm. There's no timeline in bullshit.
How silly of you.
Yes. We will proceed immediately in obtaining all the documents he left behind in your name, stating that you are the legal beneficiary of his funds amount, stated 800,000 euros, with one of the banks in France. Our lawyer will secure the documents and copies will be sent to you, and also CC copies to the bank in France, so that they can process the funds immediately, wire transfer into your bank account in Japan. Also, we will like you to kindly reconfirm your full banking details and a scanned copy of your international passport to us. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What a bunch of, it's almost like they steal identities.
Wow.
So that we can attach it to the bank for future reference when we want to fuck you.
Why would they need the passport? The passport's for you, not your documentation.
Really?
Oh, you know so little about this. And for the onward transfer of funds into your bank account, because we're going to keep fucking you. There's going to be more fees. So we just like to have all that paperwork.
The passport's for me, not my documents.
Ridiculous.
Well, that's how they know you're you. We await your prompt response. Yours sincerely, Honorable David Copper.
Oxymoron.
He promoted himself to judge.
I know, but the thing is, it's like you don't call yourself that.
Sure you do. It's an alternative truth.
I'm the Honorable Pip Helix.
Kellyanne wouldn't be able to polish that turd. Nope, she's a whore.
Nobody here was buying it either.
And this is from General Duncan Hamilton.
General Duncan Hamilton?
I think he's part of Trump's cabinet. It's Donald and the generals.
I must be hungry. I'm thinking of Duncan Hines.
I'm thinking that too.
And this is from efcc@activist.com. And this is dated September 26, 2011. We thank you for all the information that you have sent. Our agent in Malaysia will go and pay the money, if you can raise the money, to Mr. Jones. And he will check all the situation. Take this full advice from me. By the way, foreigners often confuse advise and advice.
Yeah.
One, do not send any money whatsoever to them or anybody you do not know.
Well, that's good advice.
It most certainly is.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming from somebody that you do not know.
Yes.
Who's asking for money. Anyway, only our agent will check all the details to verify. Do not answer any phone calls or reply in mail, as the scammers has used the email of Mr. Jimmy Jones to contact you so that you can send them money. That sounds like, to me, two competing scam groups going on here.
You know what? Yeah.
They're fighting for her love and affection.
Well, they're bidding for they're going for the highest bid.
Yeah. If you want to send any money to our agent, Mr. Abdullah Nassim will receive the money from you and go with it to investigate. This is his phone number. Sure. Abdullah, here to help.
Yeah.
Great. Another country heard from.
Yeah. If you need anything else, do not hesitate to contact me. And kindly follow my advice. Regards. And then this is another letter to them. This is from David Copper. We received the funds from your friend. We are waiting to confirm from you the balance fees. Kindly send the same name and address in Paris, France. Ashraf Johnson. Yours sincerely, David Copper.
Ashraf
Johnson. Sounds like a fucking big black porn guy.
Ashraf
Johnson.
It's Ashraf Johnson.
That's the Ashraf Johnson I've ever seen.
It's Ass Rape Johnson.
That's what they call me in one of my other movies.
Ass Rape Johnson.
That's right.
We're all going to get fucked.
That's See right. me in my prison series.
Write that down. Ass Rape Johnson.
Ass Rape Johnson.
Sure, that's as good a name as any. So then Anne writes, this is what I sent to UK EFCC before to make sure of that fucking criminal Miller.
Mm.
And then this is from them confirming details. Please look at the site. You will find he becomes the famous scammer now in Japan. Dear sir. Oh, who the fuck? She's sending this. I think she's sending this to David Comper. Dear sir, please look at the site, and you will find he becomes a famous scammer now in Japan. And then some site. He's the biggest scammer now in Japan. All the sites say JapanCupid.com, Skype, and blogs in Japan. They change his name like James Victor and so on. I will help him to thank you. He is trying to help me. With regards. I don't know.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
He's trying to help me with regards. Keep your regards to yourself, sir.
Really?
You, sir, are a scammer.
All right, this is from the Honorable David Copper.
Of course he is.
A little respect.
Your Honor, sir.
A Supreme Court nominee?
That might be it.
Sure. I got your message. We have focused on the case as well as waiting to finalize your funds to be transferred into your bank account. We will do everything possible within our reach to protect you and your friend, Mr. James H. Miller.
Aw. Aw, how nice.
As it may interest you to know that The so-called scammers are using the personal names and details of people to do their scam activities. They have used James Miller, and your friend's name is James H. Miller. They also did use his personal details, which we will deal with them accordingly with the court of justice.
The court of justice.
It's like a hint of knowledge with a dabble of bullshit.
Yeah, more than a dabble.
Court of justice.
Yeah, that's a lot of BS.
It's like where the superheroes hang out in the court of justice.
And your point.
I think he has a cape on.
It's Aquascam.
Aquascam.
We advise you to remail. Remail com. Joe, why don't you just remail com? As everything has been forwarded to the appropriate section for handling. Yours sincerely, Honorable David Copper.
It's
sincerely honorable.
No, you're what sincerely.
Sincerely honorable. You're so honorable.
Instead of my bullshit honorable side, here's my sincere honorable side.
Funny.
And I just love it that he's called himself honorable.
Somebody has to. Here's another message from the honorable one.
Oh, boy.
I got your message. I will never do anything to jeopardize your funds, madam, as I want you to know this is a legal procedure, and we must carry out to make sure that your funds are secured even when it is transferred. It will be free to go into your bank account without any authorities questioning it because you've cleared all your tax and you are clean. Got nothing to worry about. We got it. You're good. I hope you understand what I have explained in full details. And in other way, you can pay the tax clearance fees twice. Yours sincerely, Honorable David Copper. He's helping.
Yeah.
That's why he's honorable.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
You're skeptical.
Yeah, yeah.
This is from Parker Green to Anne, and the subject is sent to my daughter. Hello, Anne. I'll be waiting to have the information of Western Union so that I can send them to my daughter, okay? Period. It was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, I know. It's like, do I even have to be here for this?
Thank you, Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mr. Green?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Oh, okay.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
I found the Maybank in Malaysia. Oh, sounds like a nursery rhyme. And this is the Maybank Malaysia is using a Gmail account. So this will be good. This is UK ECC agent in Malaysia called Abdullah Nassim. And he's using a Yahoo account. And this is RHB Bank in Hong Kong. Subject paying transfer fees. And they're using a MyNet email account. All official bullshit. Anyway. About James H. Miller issues the gold bar scam. James H. Miller was in trouble, and he would go to jail for 25 years due to bringing big quality of gold bars. This is fucking lie. She's explaining what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In her succinct, coherent way.
You know what? The only person that draws out a story longer than I do.
Yeah. James H. Miller was in trouble, and he would go to jail for 25 years due to bringing big quantity of gold bars. This is fucking lies. He is alive. Please send the message from fucking criminal Brown Cotton. And then this is from Brown Cotton. Her. Hello? Please do what you wish to do. We have finally withdrawn ourselves from James' case. He can face his court by Wednesday. Regards, Brown. And I write to her. Abdullah Nassim is the real name of at least one of your scammers. You sent him money directly to Malaysia. He used his real name to pick up the funds you sent him. I'm sure that'll hit home.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, there's three.
Brown Cotton does not feel shame because he said to me that he is going to arrest the woman who brought this to our attention.
Oh, okay.
And beg and steal.
You know, really? They're going after the anti-scammers?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's really where your energy should be diverted to. Mm-hmm.
They're going to get arrested, and they're going to pay for it.
Oh, good.
Yes.
They're going to build that
wall.
It's
a brand new Japan.
Funny.
It doesn't have to be as big of a wall, because the Japanese are small people.
But they're building but they're building it out of gold bars, so it'll be very impressive.
Sure, a little room divider.
Oh, that's racist and funny.
That's right. For my act.
Yeah, but I've never used funny.
Oh, burn!
That's just your rash. Anyway.
Just leveling
just
the room.
Just carnage.
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange. Carnage. Just all the...
It's cute when she tries.
Mm. Yeah. I can't even talk anymore.
You can.
No. No, I
case
can't.
Speaker. I never did anything wrong to people, but Brown Cotton never did any arrest of them. And this is why I know Brown Cotton is a fucking liar.
No, he's a fucking scammer, stupid.
He's not that.
Maybe I should have said that.
He's not nobody with arrest powers. Do you understand that?
I could have cut to the chase. Yeah. Yeah. A couple of nasty emails back, but that would have been the end of
it. It's like in a movie. It's like, why doesn't he just shoot the guy?
right.
Because we got another hour and 15 to do.
No, I have to explain to him what my evil plan was.
Yeah,
and,
right. And what's the worst fucking tact?
Oh, walk out of the room and wait for the gas to overcome them. Just shoot them.
I have evil plans, but I'll never fucking tell you.
No, don't tell.
No, I won't. Otherwise, they won't work. I know what happens. Brown Cotton is a fucking liar. He is a real scammer. Please post this one. Where? On the fucking telephone pole?
Yeah.
Brown Cotton want to arrest the woman who brought this to attention, our attention, and beg and steal. And Brown Cotton never arrests them. It can prove one thing. Brown Cotton is fake FBI man. we don't need logic.
No.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's four.
I CC these criminals to you because they are fucking scammers. Please see through their lies. My vision's clear.
She's asking you to be clear about who are the liars?
I need to see her version of reality. I need to see her alternative truth. They're not scammers, Pip and Joe. They're just using an alternative truth.
No, they're not scammers.
I mean, it's all perspective whether they're the FBI or not.
They're not scammers. They're just incompetents.
That's one version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. This fucking Miller is an asshole. That's the title of my memoir.
Rose petals. This fucking Miller is an asshole. The new romance novel.
The new bodice ripper.
You've done songs the past couple of weeks. Now for some literature. Oh, creative one. Go on.
He wrote to me telling me how beautiful I was, then wanted $60,000 sent to my account. This fucking Miller is an asshole.
There was nothing romantic about that at all.
But there was plenty of fucking, though.
How many times did you say fucking?
This ass rape Miller, what you talking about, bitch? Only I fuck you.
That's right. Who is this other guy making this story that I'm trying to do? I'm just asking a question about this.
Oh, you made it racist.
Sorry, they don't say axe.
I actually posted, I was like watching on one of the news channels several months ago, and they had an African American like woman on as an expert, and she was saying axe. And I'm just like,
oh no.
If she can't say ask, she can't be on the panel.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, don't be an expert if you can't actually speak English.
Yeah, I know I might be asking a little too much, but.
It's like when somebody gets up and they're an expert, and all of a sudden, you know, these guys over there. It's like, oh, no.
Well, if they're
an expert
on Zeppelis, it makes sense.
It's like, I know, you might be very intelligent, but that sounds dumb.
Well, it's like. It was sometimes when they get experts on like TV or the news and they talk, the women, when they end in a higher pitch, like, you know, when they're talking about it and they're coming out, and it's like you're an expert, you're talking about that. Why? You sound like you're at a fucking mall.
Like, we were talking about nuclear fission and.
Don't they have, you know, addiction class that you could take? Or doesn't a professor go, look, you can't talk like you're in front
of the
fountain in front of Macy's. You got to, you know.
New rule. I think we'll all agree Fox News has the hottest female hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
From now on, when they talk, they must twirl their hair and tilt to the side. Today, the president.
Oh, my God. You know the president? You know that guy? And so
I would watch a lot more of that. I would enjoy that.
You would get so annoyed by that. Kind of.
Yeah.
So, like, the president? Like, wait, just how about.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
How about I not even talking? You just look
at
my
haters.
They're
all very well educated on that show.
It's a shame they don't bring it to the microphone.
No, they do. Anthony has been on knows pretty much all of them and stuff like that. You know, they're very well thought. They're pretty smart cookies. Tell you the truth.
I didn't say they were idiots. They just sound that way. Some of them do.
They just
sound that way. Some of them do. Some of them. Listen, if you're hard and fast on any opinion, whatever side, you're not that intelligent. If there's no room for wiggle. If you only see black and white and not shades of gray, you're not an intellectual.
Anybody who's like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
I'm not a bimbo, I just play one on TV.
Well, Fox News just happens to have a better looking stable of bimbos. That's all I'm saying.
True.
That's all I'm saying. When I watch Morning Joe, I don't want to see Mika twirl her hair. I want her to shut the fuck up. She's a liberal. I'm like, ugh, you're annoying me, stop it. Stop it. Let the conservative talk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Wow, that's aggravating.
Yeah, well, exactly. But see, I go both ways. See, Pip, I'm not hypocritical.
Right. You go both ways.
Exactly. I just want them to be hot and not stupid.
He said he goes both ways.
We got it. It was obvious. It was there. You took it and ran with it.
I did. I had to.
You didn't. You chose to.
I did. Well.
Well, that was a nice digression. Let's see. See, he's a real scammer. Please post this one. Brown Cotton won't arrest the woman who brought this to attention and beg and steal. And Brown Cotton never arrests them. It can prove one thing. Brown Cotton is a fake FBI man. I read all this.
It's a scammer.
So she asked me to see through the lies. Then she says, this fucking Miller is an asshole. See through his nature. He is a fucking mafia.
Oh,
you missed it by an S.
Oh, I'm so close.
She made
damn
it.
Single. It.
You were so close.
I was.
And then we moved.
Yeah.
You lost it.
Damn it.
You're going to go to sleep. A real scammer. He says Rita is not a human being.
Who's Rita?
You know who she is. I think Rita was the one that supposedly had a relationship with Miller.
Oh.
Yes. Rita and Miller supposedly had a romantic relationship.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Wow. I forgot about her.
Of course you did. He said, Rita is not a human being. Rita does not lie. Who is a liar? The woman who brought this our attention fell for Green, and this woman blamed me. I have nothing to do with them at all. I guess all of them are liars.
Yes. Part of being a scammer.
Not the woman who brought this to our attention.
Oh, she's honest.
So this is from September 21st, 2013. This is a conversation between Anne and Miller. Anne says, I am no interest in you.
Okay. Fine.
Sounds like a CD that's not earning very much.
Yeah, right.
Bank jokes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Doesn't add up.
Appreciate the attempted saving. Hello, Anne. Return the money to me. Fuck off my life. This is all I want. Miller says, I will. Anne says quite reasonably, so fuck off. Miller, always ready to cooperate, says, okay.
All right, I'll fuck right off now.
Anne says, never bother me. Do not forget to tell your lover not to bother me. Miller says, no lover. Anne says, there is nothing to do with me. It is your privacy. Miller goes, God knows. Please. Anne says, never contact me. I will stop this scam. What? No, you won't.
No.
No.
No. No, you won't. I will shut down everything. Miller says, now that almost makes it sound like she's cooperating with them, doesn't it?
It did, actually. Yeah. I will shut down this scam.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're in on the scam, honey?
We haven't gone that way in a while.
No.
Hmm.
Read that paragraph again? Or read that phrase again?
I will never contact me. I will stop the scam. I will shut down everything.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I didn't think of it until you said it that way, but it's like, wait.
It's almost like I have a rhyme or a reason.
That's not possible.
Most certainly is not.
I know this show. That's not possible.
Yes, another hour of me being president will be fine.
Wow.
We haven't had that flavor in a while.
No.
Yeah. I will shut down everything. Miller says, it is you I love.
Oh, he's so full of it.
Anne says, I do not love you.
Can I stop this for a sec?
No.
Overruled.
You're out of order.
Banned.
I asked earlier in a segment, I go, if this, and we don't know, but if this was early in the whole transaction.
No, this is a couple of years of bullshit.
All right,
here.
Because the reason I'm asking that is the whole thought that she might be in with the scammers. It sounded like this was early in the game where some of the people might have gotten the idea that she was with them.
Oh, right.
You know?
Right.
I do not love you. I do tell you. Miller says, you said you love me.
Well, and she probably did.
And says, fuck off.
You don't talk to me as sweetly as you used to.
Yeah.
I feel like something's changed. Yeah. Miller says, no.
No, I will not fuck off.
And says, and I quote, fuck off my life.
That's so great.
And says, I really found one. Maybe it's a tick. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Funny.
But really found one. Please, never bother me. Just return the money to me. I will block you out. Return the money to me ASAP. Then never contact me. Miller says, please stop this. Anne says, you destroy my real life. Miller says, never.
You destroy my real life. Yeah. She usually says, you destroy my life, but you destroy my real life.
She's verbose. Miller says, never. How will I do that, my love? Anne says, I'm not your love. Miller says, I got an accident. That is why I'm here. I will leave here soon. In 1 month, I am completing my duty now. I never talk to Rita again. I got all her money, stupid. Please believe me, Anne. Anne says, that is your problem. Miller says, both of us have come a very long way. I just went in my pants. Anne says, do not tell me anything. Sorry. Miller says, why you want to do this to me now?
Baby.
Anne says, a little cold here. No more interest.
Oh, ow.
I found another one to fuck around
She's
with online.
A heartbreaker.
She most certainly is.
Yeah. Oh, come on, baby. You don't mean that.
Miller says, please.
Pouring his heart out on it.
I love you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't lie, except if he's trying to get money.
Well, there's that.
Anne says, no more. Miller says, I'm still interested. Please. Anne says, I'm not. Sorry. Never bother me. Miller says, you promised me. Anne says, never. I did tell you. Yes. Miller says, yes, I can show you the chat. And that's such a fucking relationship.
It is. I'll show you the text when you said it.
Yeah, you said you would never leave. Yeah, I was trying to get a blowjob.
I would say anything to you at that point.
I think that was the first part of my campaign platform.
Yeah, it was.
Exactly.
Yes. And something in every pot, or I don't remember.
A cock in every cunt.
Yeah, that was
Joe, that's one of my platforms, a cock in every cunt. Do you support me?
You should hang from it.
What?
Hang from the platform.
Yeah. Oh. Aren't you just a nasty little prick? Miller says, yes, I can show you the chat. Anne says, since the day you asked me to pay. Anne says, never.
So, since the day you asked me to pay?
That's when she thought the jig was up. Anne says, never. That is your problem. Miller says, I never asked you to pay anything to me.
No, it's just all the other guys that's been swindling you.
Yeah, really?
Why are you doing this to me? Pay what? Anne says, never come to me.
Okay.
Or on me.
I held long enough.
Rules you out.
Oh, Pip! With the finish, as Joe did. Alert. That was many years ago. Why are you doing this? Where the fuck was I? I got distracted by cum.
As we all are.
Yeah. So Miller says, I never asked you to pay anything to me. Why are you doing this to me? Pay what? Anne says, never come to me. I will block you out forever. Please return the money to me. Miller says, how much? Anne says, I can send you all.
What?
I don't know.
No. I can send you all the information about how much I've sent you
maybe,
or something?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I hope.
Anne says, I owe my company over 1 million Japanese yen. Because those American yen ain't going to get you shit. They come to me to collect the money I have. That is all to pay for your golden bars. Return the money to me. Fuck off. So leave me forever. Miller says, let me get it. It's right here in the back.
Oh, my God. Let me get it.
I'm on it. I hear your complaint. I understand. Let me get it.
You have softened my heart. I'm going to give you the money back.
And says, leave me forever.
But send me the money back.
Miller says, I will not. I love you.
Oh, horse shit.
And says, I'm not interested in you.
Yeah.
I did tell you. Miller says, yes, you are. You got to love the pimp hand with
wow,
this one.
Really? Yeah.
You can't quit me.
Boy, is he full of himself.
Sure, he's got the money. Now he might as well get the heart. Yeah. Remember what I told you top of the show? Fucking confidence.
Well, yeah.
That's what it is.
So you want your constituents to send you money?
Not yet.
Gold bars?
No, not yet. But Miller, not Miller, yet. Miller in this situation is the strong fuck.
Yeah.
He's a strong fuck.
Well, you know, but I feel bad to think that anybody would actually, like, after being screwed over figuratively by somebody monetarily this long, that they would actually say, you know, maybe he really does love me. Oh, man. Oh,
the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, but that's bleak.
Miller says, I cannot leave you for no man. Well, we are learning things here.
What?
I think Miller's moving the bag of money out of the closet that he just came out of.
Yeah, really.
Is he fucking talking to two different people?
I cannot leave you for no man. What does that mean? Who's wait? He's saying that?
Yep.
I cannot leave you for no man. I don't even know where he's going with that. It sounds like Greek tragedy. No man is killing me. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Literary illusion.
Yes, I understand. Anne says, I just want my money. Miller says, I will kill myself. Anne says, your lover Rita will continue to bother me. Miller says, never. Anne says, maybe using different names. Miller says, she's never my lover. Anne says, I do not want to listen to you. Sorry. Miller says, she is not real human. Apparently, Rita's a sex toy.
Oh, no, a blow-up doll. Do we have everything in this story?
She's not a real human.
Soon?
She's my pocket pussy.
Oh, my God.
Say hello.
Wait a minute now. This is also disturbing because the first thing that he jumps on is, she's not my lover. He doesn't say, she doesn't have a bunch of different names that she's coming at you with. The layers.
Yeah, layers of bullshit.
Yeah.
Anne says, that is not my problem. Anne says, I am not mad about the relationship between you and Rita. It is your choice and privacy. I am pissed off since I do not know all about this, and she came to me complaining a lot. I did nothing, even, and I never asked the details from you. I do not want to get involved in. Best of luck to both of you. I did find a good man because my friend introduced one man to me. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I hope it's not an online friend. Anne says, so please return the money to me and fuck off my life.
It's as simple as that. It's
yeah.
Yeah, she's covering all the bases. If you were a real man with words.
If you are a real man with real words.
Yeah. A real man with words.
Anne says, what the fuck? This is, I don't know what the fuck this is. I think Anne's typing this. Hello, Anne. Each day now, I live with one regret, and that regret is hurting Miller. We had only just begun in our journey to know each other, but in a few words he did speak to me. I knew one thing, and that was he had a beautiful big heart. I wanted so much for it to work for us, but I guess I went into a rage because I thought he was a scammer because of the way things went. But now I do think he's a scammer. No, I do not think that. Not at all. I know after reading this message again today, he was just hurt because I could not give him this gift. I have a feeling this is Anne writing what, like, Rita sent to her?
Mm. Right, because I was thinking that dear Anne, she wouldn't write, I mean, at this point, she wouldn't write to herself and call herself, hey, me. Hey. You know, so, yeah, it does sound more, and hey, it's me. In a completely different voice than anybody we've heard before.
Yes, the English is better.
Mm-hmm.
Anne says, take good care of you and you. If you talk to Miller, just tell him how sorry I am that I did not trust in him, of which I know I will regret for a long time to come. Take good care, dear, because you live in my heart, too, just like Miller. Rita. Yeah, this was from Rita.
Okay.
And then this goes on. Then this continues. Again, she's, like, just transcribing this conversation. Fear took me away from Miller, but now the fear has turned into a constant heartache, wishing I could fix the broken fence. Rita. This sounds like somebody copied this shit out of, like, a fucking poem. This sounds like the work of another scammer.
Oh, wait a minute. This is somebody that we... Who do we know that would copy things out of poems?
Melania? Who do we know?
No, well, actually, your girl.
Your girl.
Joe, your
What was her name?
Not Mabel. Mavis.
Mavis.
Oh, jeez, throwback.
Yeah. She used to copy those horrible, like, not even Hallmark poems. It's just, like, terrible, terrible poetry.
Yeah, at least Joe's terrible poetry came from the heart.
Yes.
At least he wrote it himself.
Or the ass, wherever it came from, somewhere.
The Daffodils of August.
Yes, the Daffodils of August.
Oh, God.
The Millennium Collection.
Grow, little daffodil, grow.
You remember it?
Oh, that was such cow shit, yeah.
It really did come from the heart. He remembers it.
Hope Joe's girl isn't listening and she gets that for Valentine's
Day. You really.
A little come on a leg in a poem. It's a weekend with curry. That's how you know he loved you. Let's see. But now, take good care if you talk to Miller. Just tell him how sorry I am that I did not trust in him, of which I know I regret for a long time to come. Take good care, dear, because you live in my heart, too, just like Miller. For take me away from Miller, but now the fear has turned into a constant heartache, wishing I could fix the broken fence. Rita. So then Anne says, she wants to fix it and build a relation with you. He's trying to. Anne's just trying to be a matchmaker. Get these two kids back.
That's so crazy. Joe's girl's just interested in where's her damn poem.
Joe. What? Poem time.
Yeah. You don't remember the quality of the poems that he was writing to Mavis, do you? You sure you want this?
He already pushed out of the cartwheel. I feel he owes us something. let's see. Anne says, she want to fix and build a relation with you. Sorry, please do not let me get into trouble. I just want my money. Please return the money to me. He says, bye.
Just bye. He ghosted out of that conversation.
Oh, fuck, is she going a long one here? This is all Anne. You will see the gold bars will be held in Paris. Maybe. This is the mistake men often make. I did serve your life and you send me to jail. This is also true. I must take an action soon. I think you need your gold. She must be transcribing another conversation.
Yeah, but she also must be speaking metaphorically because she never went to jail. Not actual jail.
No, but Miller did.
Oh.
I hope you can get your gold. No need to help me because I will end my life. Yeah, this is Miller. I will end my life. I will send out the story tonight. I will see who will be punished. Please do not do something. Anne goes, please do not do something stupid. I will do it by myself. There is nothing to do with you. If you want to do it, please announce it. Do not contact me anymore. Bye. Miller says, okay, heard you. I will do what I have to do.
Wow. So she's like, stop telling me you're going to kill yourself. Just get on with it.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if I could just, like, say, hey, well, all right, peace out to somebody who's threatening to kill themselves.
Joe, threatening to kill yourself. Let's see what Pal Pip reacts.
It was 3 years ago.
You missed your opportunity.
Well, I didn't know at the time.
She did say, I believe, the quote was hang him high. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. What? That's brutal.
Yeah. Are you new?
Suicide talk on Davin's Den.
Something upbeat for the kids.
Yeah.
Please do not contact me. I will deal with my case. Miller says, I know. Anne says, goodbye. Miller says, I thank you. You. Brown. Brown will hear from my boys this afternoon.
Sounds like he's going to go over and rough him up.
Yeah, really. Nah, see?
Yeah, Brown will hear from my boys.
Anne says, you are just doing something stupid. I do not know why you are stupid. Thanks.
Why do you not know why you were stupid?
Anne says, me? Miller says, me? Anne says, if you want to kill him, there's nothing to do with me. They will announce to you. Fuck you. There's nothing to do with me. Your gold bars. Your money. Your shit. I think this is Miller. It's Scopo Grande, but I think Scopo Grande and Miller are the same.
Okay.
I mean, but he says, and I'm going to quote him here.
All right.
Fuck you too.
That was so eloquent. I'm swooning.
Anne says, you're everything. Do what you want. Miller says, okay, fine. Anne says, there's nothing to do with me. I did pay. I paid and paid. That cost me to go to jail. I have no money.
See, that's her talking about going to jail.
She never went to fucking jail.
No, what is she talking about?
I don't know. She's fucking nuts. She's knucking futs. Miller says, I don't need your money. I do not. Anne says, I do not need your help. Bye. I found out that everything is wrong. They lied to me. There is no fund. Bye. Miller goes, you found out what? Oh, this is a lie, she says. No funds. But I paid a lot. This is bullshit. Ha! Says Miller. Ha! Anne says, 24 hours or 3 working days. Sounds like a Beatles classic we never heard.
24 hours
or 3 working days. 24 hours is not enough to get my funds back.
too wordy.
Yeah, too wordy. George must have written it.
Anne says, this is lie. Do not lie to me anymore. Bye. Miller says, this is what you say to me.
She wrote a little poem.
After all what happened to me, I tried to call that all. I tried all that I can to make you know, and that stupid Brown. That sounds racist.
Wow.
Anne says, thanks. This is why I might not make it as an office.
Funny.
Anne says, bye. Miller says, did this to me? I am sending out a message now. He is a dead man. Anne says, what are you doing? Why you do this? Are you crazy? I have no idea what you are doing. Bye. Miller says, I have lots of everything, including you.
I have lots of everything?
I have lots of everything.
Including you.
Including you. Anne says, threats. All because of Miller says, all because of Brown. Anne says, how about me? I have no way out. I am a dead man. It's weird for her to say.
Yeah.
Miller says, wait for the news. Anne says, what news? Miller says, bye. Anne says, what is it? You are wicked. Miller says, no. Anne says, I do not want to get involved. I am sick. I am having depression.
I'm having depression.
Name of a child.
I'm a little low on this side of the lawn. I'm having depression.
Oh, man. You better ditch that joke.
There's fucking pages of this fucking conversation.
Well, where do you want to stop and then pick up at?
Yesterday.
Yeah. I think we're done.
All right, well, let me finish this. Anne says, I cannot work. Oh, sorry, that was into the mic.
Yeah, that was.
And I felt bad enough going, we're done. And you're like, well, let's finish this fucking
thing.
We need to go to the diner.
Take ourselves, all
it's
of us.
Like,
to
I
the
hate
diner.
To. Let's see if I can plow through it. You know, like doing the ugliest chick at the fucking party. It's 3 a.m. and I ain't going to fuck myself again. So I'm just going to see if I
even
can.
Even though you've gotten the offer.
From Anne.
He says mean things. Yeah. Joe, go fuck off my life. Anne says, I cannot work. I cannot do anything. I am dead. Do you hear me? Bye. Miller says, I'm trying. Why you talk to me like this? Green want to help me. He can raise 300 euros. Anne says, do not tell me. I am sick. Miller says, what is wrong? Tell me. Anne says, are you deaf? I am sick. I am sick. I am sick.
With what? With what? With what?
We know. We know. We know.
Do not send me any messages. Miller says, sends crying emoji.
Crying emoji? Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The one with the tears squirting out of the eyeballs.
It's not tears.
Something squirting.
Yes. Thank you.
No problem.
Anne says, do not contact me. Please, do not contact me. Miller says, I am sorry if I make you angry. I will not bother you again. Bye. Anne says, you and FBI man, kill me. This shit will lie spread out soon.
Wow.
You heard me.
This shit will lie spread out soon.
I will tell the people the truth soon. I also cut the ties with you. You really kill me. I cannot believe that I tried to help you. Miller says, you can't do that now. Anne says, what I got is to go to jail. You do kill my life. Miller says, you can't go to jail. Anne says, I hate this bullshit lie.
Fucking never. I don't understand why she keeps talking about being in jail.
I don't know. I'm going to fucking send her there myself.
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we're at the clock, but it's like it's mid-conversation. I don't know what to do. My voice is shot. My patience are short.
Just make a little asterisk and we'll pick up there next time.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Let me pen somebody.
All right, here you go.
Thank you. Start here. It's fucking never ending. Remember when we used to scam scammers instead of fucking trying to get... cut to the chase. She's fucking nuts.
Really?
So we're going to go with Ass Rape Johnson?
Ass Rape Johnson.
How would I fucking describe this segment this week? I don't even know.
I think that she...
The love of Rita... Is Rita a scammer or not?
No, it's obvious that Rita's a scammer, but it's just
no,
like...
No, it's not obvious that Rita's a scammer. Rita could be another victim.
Oh, that's... Oh. That's actually true. Well, it's like the love triangle.
Love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Love triangle between Ann Miller and Rita.
Yeah.
All right, write that down for me.
Okay.
Well, you look perplexed. Could be an obtuse triangle. Why are you perplexed?
Because I'm thinking, what position Rita is, you know?
Oh. You should really have fucking subtitles underneath so we understand what you're thinking about.
She might be on her knees.
Bubbles, like a cartoon.
I think she might be on her knees.
What?
What position is she
in? I'm looking for bubbles right here.
You found her.
There's two right here.
They ain't bubbles, baby. Them shits is mountains. All right. Well, I mean, we accomplished...
What the hell do we accomplish?
Davin's Den. We accomplished. Well.
Well, we. Anyway. So.
That was a lot of reading.
Yeah, I know. It completely wore you out. We went
I
from like
well.
Super. Yeah. We went from super jazzed up to like, oh, fuck this shit.
Enough, you two fucking morons.
More like a filibuster.
It It was a war on filibuster, wasn't it?
That's what we should fucking give the Democrats the read for the Supreme Court nomination.
Get that. Oh, my God.
If Ted Cruz can read Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah, just give them piles and piles of Ann talking with her
Fuck
scammers.
Off my life.
That would be...
Mr. Chairman.
God, the funniest C-SPAN ever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it? Fuck off my life. You and the mess media.
Ted Cruz reading a Dr. Seuss. All right, we heard your resume stop.
Aw. He doesn't bury wounds. It was a hard primary.
Well, actually, our tally, we had four Mr. Davins. The closest was Joe's girl.
Yay.
We had fucking mafias.
Are her victories your victories?
No. Nope.
Yeah.
We had no fucking mafias. We came close. But then there were no mass media, and Joe's girl guessed that. So,
yay.
Joe's girl wins tonight.
Yay.
She came the closest.
Your prize is Joe. Enjoy him.
Right.
Now with cartwheels. Once.
And poems.
Cartwheels and poems. Joe's solo album.
Cartwheels and poems.
A keyboard medley.
Oh, wow. The softer side of Joe.
Joe's finally branching out and doing solo work now that he's not in 9 and a half bands.
That's right. This is about the first cartwheel I did with full meaning. This one's called Move the Fucking Couch.
Oh,
Daddy's coming.
Yes, it's never been an issue. It's just where Daddy's landing with it. That's been the problem, Joe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think you need to put out a solo album of your greatest works.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's Cartwheels, Poems, and Daffodils.
And Daffodils.
With recording artist Joe Kumi. Get the fucking equipment.
Where's it in the truck?
Michael McClint with, you're fucked.
You're fired.
Well, that's everybody.
Funny.
Johnny yeah. Race with 9 and a half bands that I'm part of. And Joe's in 8 of them.
Rock and roll!
Fragile Sky with our next great hope. The Joe Curry Solo Medley Collection.
Solo medley.
It's just like various tracks of background keyboards and vocals.
Oh, my friend used to call it when you go to a concert and it's a one-hit wonder band medley of hit.
Well, I guess we could put this on repeat live. Yeah, that's weird, like when you go see like a Kaja Gogo. I mean, what is there after Too Shy?
Yeah, really, there's nothing. Yeah, really forceful. That's all they got.
Lisa Loeb, they were goofing on Lisa Loeb because she had a Lisa Loeb concert. What was the hit song
Stay.
She had? Yeah, because, like, what she's going to do, play Stay 12 times?
No, that's just going
to
play Fetch.
To
what?
Fetch is next.
Fetch?
Fetch.
Stay.
Stay.
Yeah.
Fetch. Roll over.
Mm-hmm. Playing dead here.
Be a good option for you. You might want to try that.
I do that often throughout the show.
Do not tell her to speak.
Right.
Woof!
Bad Pip. Get the newspaper. Get her in the nose.
Oh, good. I need something to pee on.
Nice. Funny. Unfortunate.
Sad.
Because Pip has leakage. That's the point. That's the point.
There we go.
It's leaky helix.
Pippy leaks.
By the way, I just want you to know, you're President Trump's favorite member of the show.
Yes, I know.
Like Joe's spirit, but when push comes to shove, it's you, Pip. Me, not at all.
No, no, you know.
Not
no.
at all, but you offer the type of things he likes, comrade.
Boobs. Leakage.
Yeah. Did you see the fucking drapes in the White House now?
No.
No, what?
They were like like a dark red or something under Obama.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they look fine. I don't know what other presidents have. But, you know, the presidents come, they redecorate.
They come in, redecorate.
He's got this hideous fucking gold in every fucking room.
He's Donald Trump, stupid.
Oh,
I understand, you moron. But does he have to Liberace up the White House?
To make him feel at home. You see the joint in New York?
Oh.
Is he going to gold plate everything?
It's like a cartoon character comes to life. Like,
really?
It's like when
you're just realizing he's gaudy now.
No.
Everything you bust his balls about now, it just dawned on you. He's fucking gaudy.
The White House?
Yeah.
It's the Gold House now.
Oh, man. It sure
well, it
will
used to be
the
Black House. Yeah. Not no more.
Now it's gold.
No, I mean, it's just really, it's like, it's not tactical.
But gold clashes with orange. Why?
Maybe that's why it's so disturbing.
Oh, it's disturbing.
But he wears like blue. You know what? That's it. But Donald. Here's the thing. Donald Trump has to go the next mile. You roll like a pimp. Put on the fucking gold suit. Let's just do it already. I everything around you. You're drinking from the big shallot like a fucking pimp. Everything's gold. You got the white columns like a playa. You got all the money. Just fucking roll in the suit, man. Roll. Let's do it. Let's go all the way, Don. I want a pimp president. We thought the black guy was gonna do it, but he was more of a Carlton. It never fucking happened for us.
He was more Carlton. I would pay to see Obama do the Carlton dance. I would really pay.
Well, he's going now. He's irrelevant now. But would the pimp suit, Joe?
That wouldn't look good.
Oh, gosh.
Sure.
I was just... Yeah, I'm not going to.
That'd be great.
Already got the whore. Oh!
Oh, wow.
We had to.
Wow. Shots fired on the first lady. That was unnecessary.
I know it was, but it's late.
She seems like a lovely woman who's earning her pay. I do feel, we were talking about this before the show, I feel bad for her.
I do. Well, a little.
Well, a little bit. Like, I just picture her blinking and it saying, help me. She didn't think he was going to win. She thought, I'm finally out. Now she's got to, does she have to put on the facade for another 4 or 8 years?
She looks really uncomfortable with him.
She does not look happy with
hanging
this
out in the Rose Garden with some bullshit cause. Yeah. Having fucking tea where she'd rather be at the spa. Yeah,
I'm just going to say drinking tea with people she never, ever wanted to talk to in her whole life. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, she don't want this.
No, that's hellish.
I mean, that's
people.
How you know it. She's going to take up cyberbullying. Are you?
No, she's going to pick it up. She's going to start bullying people.
Take up cyber.
But that's her cause. That's what she said her cause is, which is a wonderful cause. But when you're married to a troll, not appearance, but like an internet troll, that's what he fucking does.
Really? It's like, what's she going to do? Her cause is against her husband?
And I feel bad for Barron. I commented when I was watching the inauguration. All the kids walk out. They walk out.
He's trolling behind. I mean, he's trolling behind.
I said, can't one of the older kids, can't they walk next to him? Because I guess Melania couldn't be there.
Or like hold his hand or something. Like, what is he, the friggin' mascot? It was not
that's
good
a
at all.
Harsh.
No, but I mean, like,
Saturday Night
the way
Live?
There was all these tall people.
He's very tall, too.
And this poor little kid is like, trudging along behind them.
Did you see it?
It looked weird.
I felt bad. Like, until Melania came, they would show him, like he looked lost. I felt bad
for
him.
Yeah, I did.
That's why I didn't make fun of him. That, and I don't have a writing job on Saturday Night Live. But I do feel bad for them, and I do support her decision to stay in New York. I don't know if she's ever coming to D.C. Maybe for summers.
Yeah, no. No.
Might summer in D.C.
Yeah,
doesn't look like the type of kid that does well with all the stresses. He's not like an Andrew Giuliani who is just like oblivious.
Like outgoing.
Yeah. This kid looks like he's protected
sensitive.
And he needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like
I feel bad. I hope it turns out okay for him.
I know, I know. Especially if
look at Joe, he'll be fine. Fuck him.
Especially if people take shots
Trump,
at him.
He'll have enough money to pay for your therapy.
Suck it up. Go gild something.
Go gild something.
Make yourself useful,
Mister. I see your coloring book. There's stuff that's not gold. What's wrong with you? You call yourself a Trump? You're no Trump of mine. Go sit next to Eric with the other bad Trump.
That would be Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her, too.
I feel bad for her.
No, I mean, not really that bad.
But, I mean, I just get the feeling that she was just like, well, you know, I threw your mother out with the trash, and so, you know.
Wow.
You know, like,
wow. Pip is being very harsh tonight, Jeff.
Yeah.
No respect for the First Lady or the people he fucked previously.
No, I'm no use for the people he fucked previously. None
neither does he. he sends them some money and a fucking gag order.
Yeah.
That's just, like, they can't talk.
Or a gag ball. I'm not sure.
But they can't talk. Like, there's, like...
I know.
Like, once you settle with Trump, there's no fucking talking.
Yeah, I know. But how ironic. The guy who's got so many lawsuits against him, he's like, yeah, don't talk about me. It's like,
he's
or I'll
smart.
Sue you.
He's using his money for what you, when you're that rich, you use your money for.
Yeah, you do.
If I had enough money, you guys wouldn't have speaking role.
Yes. We would not be able to bust your balls anymore.
Joe, go in the corner. Here's 100.
I'll take money to shut up. I'll take it.
Joe, pay the woman a nickel.
Be wooden.
We have to negotiate terms.
I'm a great negotiator. The best. Do you want to feel safe?
What a transition.
Well, call me the Caitlin of radio. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attacked or grabbed in the wrong area? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant or a president with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Fidico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfordico@yahoo.com. That's russfordico, R-U-S-S-F-E-R-D-I-C-O @yahoo.com. We're training from zombie martial arts. You can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on February 10th with Brad Lowry. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. You'll learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliesPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when
she wasn't out marching, she could.
Get back in here and get in the kitchen where you
put your stupid sign down. Put on your apron. And
take off your little kitty cat hat. Put on your apron.
Your
get the cooking.
Why does it smell like fish on by your head?
Nona can't always cook for you when she's on those nights when she's out marching. Make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. You need a comic, murder, mystery, whatever you need. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Give me a call. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Anybody anywhere?
Yes, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday down at Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 520 Arnold Avenue. Call 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information. Then check out Joe Curry Comedy or joecurrycomedy.com. Or my Facebook page, Joe Curry Nation, or my Facebook page, Joe Curry, because I'm going to be in a treehouse room in Connecticut somewhere on Saturday. I don't know.
You're really very good at that. I'm going to be somewhere, someplace, Saturday. You know,
in a tree.
In a tree, fucking hanging from it, hopefully. Nah. See, I got platform jokes, too.
Oh, dear.
Josie's the only one. He's the only one who can be nasty.
Oh, he's, no, I can be nasty, too.
You really can't. Well, actually, you really were towards the first lady.
Ouch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't give a shit, but
Oochie.
I think Joe was. I think Joe was a little.
Were you offended?
That the first lady? I didn't hear the first lady jokes.
Well, we were talking about him being a pimp. And I said, he's already got a whore.
Oh,
he doesn't care.
I don't fucking care. Just don't make fun
of my kids.
Jeff forgives me. Listen, you can make with Joe, you can make fun of the kids. You can make fun of Milan. You just don't you fuck with the Donald.
Yeah.
I would never.
What?
I would never.
Mad Bigley.
Mad Bigley.
You're really going to try to make that a thing, aren't you?
Oh, God.
Comedy this week. Side Spreading Productions live comedy on Thursday, January 26th at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York. Mac Stocelli is your headliner. For tickets, call 845-561-9444.
That's a great room. If you're up in that area, definitely check out that show.
Thank you, Joe. 845-561-9444. You know, that's 3 4s at the end of the night.
Not the 7 you just said.
4-4-4-4-4-4.
When the phone makes it,
you know we're all tired. 4-4-4. Just go.
4-4-4.
When the phone makes a weird noise, you've gone 1-4 too many.
Just backtrack to 4.
Julie, you know what you did.
When do you guys get off work? I'm back.
Are you?
That's proper use of are you.
Thank you.
Side Spreading Productions, live comedy July 27th in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca Banquets, starring Uncle Floyd. For tickets, call 973-697-9704.
July 27th?
January. Did I say July?
You said July.
I missed that.
Glad somebody's listening.
Yeah, I know.
That fucking show is was so tired.
Boy, booked way in advance.
You got to pull yourself aside after the show.
I'm tired. I've been up since 3 a.m.
I understand. What have you been doing?
Nothing good. I was up. I couldn't sleep. And then we had all this fucking sleet I had to shovel.
Yeah, what happened? It snowed up here. Huh? What? Yeah, no, stupid. No, stupid. Somebody sprinkled sugar all over the fucking place. What an asshole.
I see you're going to have your talk with yourself on the air. You know what you did.
Right up by Woodbury Cottage. It's like, no, snow, snow.
Yeah, it's true.
No, snow, snow.
And then, as usual, the fucking snow plows up here. Nothing across the way up to the fucking bumper of heavy ice snow shit I got to shovel out. Yep. And the wife's got to get has to leave at 7:30 because she's got a early meeting. Right. So that's why I've been up early. So forgive me if I'm a little fucking punchy. Yeah. And we did an hour of bullshit to start the show.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. If somebody can't get here on time. Don't they know it's show night? I thought they understood.
I told them they don't seem the same exuberance as we share for this.
Oh, come on now.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
All right. I'll do it again. January 27th, Oak Ridge, New Jersey. So you got the right fucking...
Yeah, that's good.
Right place, thank you.
Oak Ridge, New Jersey, Casa Bianca Banquets, 973-697-9704. And Saturday, January 28th, I'll be in Yorktown Heights, New York at Grady's Public House. For tickets, 914-214-8600. 914-214-8600. I know it's time to go because the cat is down here and she needs to be.
Right. Grady's Public. That's Fred Sanford's friend.
What?
Remember Grady on Fred
Sanford's?
Look, Fred Davin's here. I see him down here. Remember DeMond Milson? I'll give you the DeMond Milson look when he used to pull in.
Yes.
Whose tail is that?
he just threw cat humor in with Sanford and Son. You were looking at my car again, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Davin. It looks like, kill me now.
The cat's like, shut up, Joe. I got to piss. And if I have to take a dump, you're going to want to run out of here.
I think that's our cue. Yeah,
I send the cat down when I've had enough of you. Come on, baby. Take a diarrhea shit.
It's like the cat's doing like they're doing the next show. It comes into the studio. Hey, how's it going? Right? Meow. Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah. You going to that thing on Wednesday? Meow. All right, good. We'll be there. Yeah.
Sweeping up the popcorn in the aisles. Come on.
I don't want to say anything, Joe, but the cat has been not too complimentary of you. The cat has been talking shit about you.
Really?
around the catnip. So I don't know if I should fire the cat. I mean, this is a free speech area. It's a free speech area. Should I fire the cat, Joe? What do you think?
I don't. We love Maui.
Joe says I can
Maui's one of my babies.
Yes.
He's nurtured them all.
I have babies.
Oh, boy.
Anyhow, all right, that's enough of this shit. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Yeah, either way, keep on listening.
Bye.